Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you all. Are you ready? Are you going to watch it? Are you going to enjoy it? I hope you're having a wonderful day. Live from the Wolf Den in Denver, Colorado, on a beautiful blue sky, warm, would you believe, 62 degree Sunday. Today, we got the great pleasure of talking to a person by the name of Jim Hinckley. I hope I'm saying that right. He's written a book called The Backroads of Arizona, Along the Byways to the Breathtaking Landscapes and the Quirky Small Towns. You're going to learn all about it. Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide. Are you ready for the Super Bowl, Jim?
You know, I haven't paid much attention to it, I'm afraid.
I see. Well, there are some people that really don't care. Let's talk about you. I would love to hear a little bit about your background and this beautiful book, so well photographed in its second edition. How did you get started, and how many other books have you written, Jim?
I've written 15 books.
Wow.
My primary subjects, I focus on travel in the American Southwest, Route 66, and on the evolution of the American auto industry from 1885 to about 1940. And my travel books are based, they're largely built around my, what people tell me is a God-given gift for telling people where to go.
Have you ever traveled outside the U.S.?
Yes, I spoke in Germany this last summer at the first European Route 66 Festival. I made the presentation at school there as well, and the year before I spoke at a holiday and tourism fair in Utrecht, Netherlands, and I was also in Belgium and Amsterdam.
You're getting around. Wonderful. Whereabouts did you stay in Germany? Were you in Berlin?
No, to the south. The festival was in Ofterdingen, Germany, and some friends there we stayed with, and I spoke in Bensheim. And we discovered a charming little village of Dinkelsbühl, Germany, a real storybook village while we were there.
I know Germany quite well, Belgium, France. Those are the areas where I was born and lived, but obviously visited many different times. And could you compare any of these charming little villages with small towns that are found in Arizona?
Well, yeah, it's kind of an apples and oranges situation. You know, it's a different situation, but the small towns in Arizona, the small towns in Germany have one thing in common, and that is they're not generic. They have a unique personality, a very unique character that makes them memorable and special.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. What about food? Did you enjoy some local delicacies while traveling?
You know, we always do. Unless starvation is imminent, I very seldom eat at a chain restaurant or fast food restaurant. And so we always try to seek out traditional foods and local specialties.
Are you calling us from Kingman, Arizona?
Yes, yes, I am.
Talk about that place where you live right now, would you please?
Kingman, almost anybody who's heard the song about getting your kicks on Route 66 knows about Kingman. For more than 100 years, people have been passing through Kingman on the way to someplace, and most everybody's broke down here at least once. But with that said, Kingman is probably at the center of one of the most overlooked vacation destinations for adventurers I know of in the Southwest. It's a great community with miles of hiking trails. You can have within a 40-mile drive, you can have incredible heat or pine-forested mountains, ghost towns, caverns, whitewater rafting, the Grand Canyon, are all within 60-mile circle.
Just wonderful. Who helped you with this outstanding photography, I meant to say, Jim Hinckley?
Carrot James.
My
wife and I do a lot of the photography for our books, but on this particular instance, I worked with Carrot James. He's been a photographer for Arizona Highways, National Geographic, and a variety of other publications.
We will, of course, go to the book itself, but what makes Arizona so outstanding? Any of the history of Arizona that you share with our listeners on this Super Bowl Sunday? Biz Talk Radio?
Arizona's got a unique blending of cultures and landscapes. Just as I mentioned here in Kingman, Kingman sits in a little bit of the higher desert. But if you drive 15 miles south of Kingman, you're up 8,000 feet in the mountains, and you drive 30 miles in the other direction, you're down at 200 feet along the Colorado River. We have an extensive Native American cultures in the area. If you go down south around Tubac, Tucson, down in that area, you have some very old wineries. You have Spanish communities and settlements that date back 300-400 years. A very unique Spanish culture and Mexican culture. And then you have so many different blendings. You have little enclaves of German culture, Italian, French, and some of the urban areas like Phoenix and Tucson. So it's kind of an eclectic mix, a very, very surprising mix.
What about these Spanish conquistadors? Are they mentioned in your book?
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, one of the fellows I wrote about was an intriguing character named Hugo O'Connor. He was an Irishman pressed into the British Navy, captured by the Spanish, taken to Mexico. He obtained his freedom, joined the Spanish army, and became a conquistador, and was involved with the founding of the Presidio at Tucson.
Very, very interesting. You mentioned the Wild West shootout at Tombstone OK Corral. That's quite well known, isn't it?
You know, that's one of those moments in time that somehow got magnified much, much larger than it is. There's so many other shootouts and interesting things. For example, in Holbrook, Commodore Perry Owens had a legendary gunfight there with the Blevins and some of the boys from the Pleasant Valley War. And that particular incident made the 30 seconds or the minute at the OK Corral really pale in comparison.
Very, very interesting. Now, is this the second edition, and is there any change between the first and second? Jim?
Yeah, the second edition is about 75%, 80% new text, and about 90% of the photos are all new.
Do you have a website, Jim Hinckley?
I do, JimHinckley'sAmerica.com.
JimHinckley'sAmerica.com. What will they find there, those that are curious?
Well, I do all kinds of things. I do a pretty regular blog post I have links to my podcast and YouTube channel, and I have a display of historic photography as well as some of our current photography. I write a lot on history, restaurants, unique things that I discover in our travels. And I also started doing a Facebook Live program on Friday mornings, and I share a lot of those things as well.
Great. You mentioned restaurants. Are they also mentioned in the book, and are there some worthwhile mentioning, particularly in your hometown of Kickman? Do you have some outstanding little places?
Oh, we have some delightful places here. We have Floyd & Company downtown on Beale Street. It's kind of a cafeteria-style barbecue restaurant. And he also, next door, the same family has a wood-fired pizza, a gourmet pizza shop. We have Mr. D's Route 66 Diner. It's kind of a caricature of a 1950s diner, but it's actually been in business since 1939.
Jim Hinckley, the author of, and we mentioned it already before, Backroads of Arizona, will take a closer look at that beautifully photographed and certainly interesting text of that book. Jim Hinckley and I will return on this Super Bowl Sunday, wishing you all well, and don't go away. Much more to come right here on Biz Talk Radio each and every Sunday for 2 hours with your host, Pierre Wolf of America's Dining and Travel Guide, reaching 30 years of that program. Back in a moment.
I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I...
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
HEFA believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, HEFA International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit HEFA.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place place for mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Happy days to everyone. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. My special guest today, Mr. Jim Hinckley, who has written a book, I mentioned it before, Backroads of Arizona. Before going to the book itself, Jim, speak about Route 66. Why has it become so well known, spoken of, filmed, and so forth? Jim?
Oh, Route 66 is really quite amazing. It is, you know, officially Route 66 no longer exists. It's been gone officially for 30 years, but it has become a living, breathing time capsule, with an overlay of Disneyland. It's what the Statue of Liberty was for a previous generation of international travelers. Route 66 is today. There are Route 66 associations in like 12 countries that organize events. There are tour companies that specialize in Route 66 tours operating in 5 countries. And it's really a dynamic that's difficult to put into words. Mom and pop restaurants, old motels, people are walking away from corporate jobs and stepping back to a more enjoyable way of life. And some of the restaurants and cafes that have been in the same family for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years are thriving. And it's a real dynamic vibrancy to the Route 66 community.
Now then, let's go to the book itself. And you begin with the Northwest. What's that all about, that part of your book?
Well, Northwest Arizona is kind of, like all of Arizona, Northwest Arizona is pretty unique. Mojave County dominates Northwest Arizona, and almost one-third of the county is north of the Colorado River, and you cannot access that part of the county without first driving through Nevada or Utah. That's one thing that's kind of unusual about it. And there again, as with the whole state, Mojave County is extremely diverse. Its west coast is the Colorado River Valley, and you have dynamic communities like Laughlin Bullhead with the casinos. You have Native American tribal areas. You have wildlife refuges. Then we also have the vast deserts. We have the Hualapai Mountains. We have the Hualapai Tribe. We have the west rim of the Grand Canyon. And, of course, Kingman, Arizona, the county seat's pretty much centrally located to all of this.
What do you call Arizona Strip? What's that all about?
Well, the Arizona Strip is the section of Arizona, Mojave County, and Coconino County north of the Grand Canyon, north of the Colorado River. And they call it the Strip Country because it's a strip of Arizona that you really can't access except by driving up through Nevada or Utah first.
Now let's go to part two, namely the northeast of Arizona. Speak about it, Jim Hinckley, the author.
Northeast Arizona is a land of just absolutely stunning natural beauty. Perhaps the most famous location would be Monument Valley. John Wayne filmed a number of movies there and kind of made it really famous. Dominating that area is the Navajo and Hopi reservations, but you also have places like Page and Lake Powell, Winslow, Holbrook, Flagstaff, Ship Rock just across the border into New Mexico, the Four Corners area. It's a very, very beautiful area that's quintessential Arizona, what people really expect. And as a backdrop, on the western edge of that, you have places like the snow-covered San Francisco Peaks.
Now to central Arizona and some of the beautiful photography. Mention some of the outstanding pictures that are in the book called Backroads of Arizona, written by the one and only Mr. Jim Hinckley. Go ahead, please.
Well, central Arizona, of course, is dominated by the metro area of Phoenix. But it's so much more. The Red Rock country of Oak Creek, Sedona, it would be part of this. It's really a very intensely diverse area. You get down in the Salt River Valley, which is dominated by Phoenix. You have extreme desert. And just a few miles out of town, driving up towards Payson or up towards Prescott, you have some nice forested mountain country and dramatic changes in temperature. In the winter time down in Phoenix, it's 70, 80 degrees. An hour out of town, you can be up in a foot of snow, 2 foot of snow, pretty easy. You actually go skiing.
So on to southern Arizona, so we don't miss anything. Jim Hinckley?
Well, southern Arizona, again, you have some great things. Tucson would be your urban center. Outside, just immediately outside of Tucson, you have a ski resort area. And it's the southernmost skiing area in the continental United States. And you also have, down around Sonoyta, you have the oldest wineries in the United States. But you also have places like Tombstone, Bisbee, Fairbanks, and Wilcox, and Nogales, and things like San Javier del Bac, a World Heritage Site. It's a very, very culturally rich area.
There is a wonderful article, Cowboys, Miners, and Apaches. Apaches. What's that all about? Whole book?
Yeah, well, that's over towards the Wilcox area a lot. And you have down in the Dragoon Mountains, you have Cochise's stronghold, where he held out to the end. And you have the Butterfield stage route running through there. The old Rex Allen, he used to be the voice for a lot of the Walt Disney movies, things of that nature. He was out of Wilcox, and they have the Wilcox Rodeo down there. And then, of course, you know, like I said, we have Bisbee, which is just an absolute amazing old mining town that has given a new lease on life. The Copper Queen Hotel and Restaurant is just an absolute treasure.
You mentioned movies. Flagstaff, Almost Hollywood. What's that all about?
Well, Cecil B. DeMille, when he started filming, started his embryonic movie company back east, the New York, New Jersey area, the weather wasn't conducive to what he was wanting to do. So he and his partner set off, headed west on the train. They made a stop in Flagstaff, and they happened to catch it on a nice, sunny fall day, fell in love with the area, how dynamic the San Francisco Peaks, the forested mountains, and they decided this would be a great filming location. And that was just before a blizzard struck. They got back on the train and they went to California.
I wish you well. Thank you very much for being a guest on America's Dining and Travel Guide, Backroads of Arizona, a book that you should get. I wish you well. Have a great Sunday, great travel, and enjoy your life. Thank you for being a guest on Biz Talk Radio's America's Dining and Travel Guide. Thank you, Jim. I'll be back. I'm Pierre Wolf, the host. Don't go away. Much more to come on Biz Talk Radio.
I see the neon lights around. your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free, 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide, nearing its 30th year, now heard on Biz Talk Radio each and every Sunday for 2 hours. Not to forget, happy Super Bowl Sunday to all of you. But joining us all the way from London, England, that beautiful, interesting town and city and that wonderful country called the UK, none other than a lady by the name of Natasha McCullough. Bienvenue. Welcome.
Welcome to you, Pierre. It's good.
Well, I'm delighted. What time is it currently in London, England?
It is 8:30 p.m. on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, we don't talk about Super Bowl Sunday in England. We're talking about soccer. And
that's right, we do indeed.
And that's what I played most of my life. I even coached it when I came to the United States, never knew anything about American football. I drove everyone crazy by asking the most stupid questions, sitting in a stadium watching the local football team. But anyway, I want to hear about you. Were you born in the UK?
No, I was born in Southern California.
All right. Give a little bit of your background, would you please, before we mention the very important title of a beautifully done book called Vanilla Table, The Essence of Exquisite Cooking from the World's Best Chefs, Natasha McCullough from London. So you started in California. Go ahead,
I started in California, and I was my first career was a classical ballerina, so I traveled all over the United States and traveled through Europe. So I have a great love for Europe and England in particular, and I also spent time in New Zealand, where this book kind of got its feet, inspired by a little local organic fair trade vanilla product from a small family in New Zealand, and visiting their plantation in Tonga, where they do fair trade and they work with a Tongan family. I was absolutely mesmerized and inspired to do a book on vanilla, and the big point of difference is the book is full of not only all the cakes and cookies and biscuits and things, it is also half savory, just showing people that you can do so many magnificent things with vanilla in savory dishes.
Delightful to have you live from London, England. Describe a little bit the going-ons in London, England currently. Any good restaurants that you have visited recently?
Oh, there are some beautiful restaurants here. I like to frequent a couple in particular, the Providors and Tapas Room, which has been around for a while. It's owned by a dear friend and colleague, Peter Gordon, who wrote the foreword to Vanilla Table, who is a New Zealander, and he lives half the year in New Zealand and has restaurants there as well as restaurants in London. And also, he has started this amazing donut place. So, but don't get me started on donuts. Anne Sophie Peak from France has just opened a restaurant about a week ago in London. So you must come visit. And I also very much enjoyed my experience at Heston Blumenthal's restaurant in near Harrods, across from Harvey Nichols in the Mandarin, called Dinner. I had lunch at Dinner.
Wow. I want you to be sure and tell your PR people that I would like to have you on again and how to contact you through them. Would you do that, please?
I would love to. It would be my great pleasure. I love speaking with you.
Thank you. Now, you mentioned New Zealand. and I have said it to many people. My lovely wife of some years, Jean, and I have been to New Zealand, and we thought the people there were just amazingly friendly, outgoing. And New Zealand's geography is just magnificent, from mountains to the sea. And it couldn't be any better. And I said, if I could not be a citizen of the United States of America, I would love to be one of New Zealand. You agree with me, Natasha?
Oh, wholeheartedly, wholeheartedly. And New Zealand is one of the most beautiful places. I tell people it's California 30 years ago. It's got, you can ski, you can surf, you can swim. The air's clean, the water's clean. There's nothing poisonous. As opposed to Australia, where everything is poisonous. And the people are so friendly and welcoming.
Yes.
And the product, the raw product, was so inspiring to work with. The fish and the everything's grass-fed beef and lamb, and the fruits and vegetables just are so plentiful there. It's a great place for a chef to experiment and enjoy the diversity and the bounty that is in New Zealand. And I, as a matter of fact, I've got several, I've got a handful of chefs from New Zealand who contributed to Vanilla Table, as well as additional chefs from the U.S. and the U.K. and all around the world.
You know, you're talking about chefs. I'm one of those and grew up to be a chef of three award-winning restaurants here in Denver, Colorado, on a beautiful Super Bowl Sunday. And they're dear to my heart. And what you should do, Natasha, is get in touch with someone in New Zealand to call the show. It would be Monday by the time they get on. Isn't that right? They would be a day ahead of us.
Yes. Yes, they are. They're a day ahead. And London's kind of in between the two. Yes, they are a day ahead. Indeed. It's always tomorrow there.
That's right. But anyway, outside New Zealand and Great Britain, and particularly London, where did you enjoy Europe? I guess you traveled there.
Yes, I've traveled there, and I lived in Belgium for a year, which was astonishing when I was in the ballet company there in Antwerp, of all places. It was just fascinating, and I really enjoyed the people there. This was last century. This was a while back, and I loved the history. I loved the architecture and the painting and the food and the farmer's market, and I very quickly learned how much a kilo of endive is versus a pound. It's quite
the
a bit
endive,
for
yeah.
one person.
You said that, well, endive, of course. Did you step as a ballerina on some vanilla?
I've always loved vanilla, and I had a bottle of perfume, of vanilla perfume, which I kept on my dressing room table through my whole career. Well, not the same one, but I loved putting a little vanilla on my wrist before I would go out to perform. It's just very calming and glorious and floral and such a beautiful, beautiful scent.
Now, what gave you the idea to write this beautiful book called Vanilla Table? The essence of exquisite cooking from the world's best chefs. Go ahead. What gave you that idea?
Believe it or not, the family, the New Zealand family, that own a company called Hei Lala Vanilla, and Hei Lala is the national flower of Tonga. They said, "What do you think? Would you like to write a book on vanilla?" And not being a fool, I said, "Of course I would. I'd love to." So. I worked very closely with them for a while and got the basic premise of the book, and then I shopped it around, and it was in New Zealand because I thought I would have a better chance of getting a publisher. And I went to about 10 different publishers, and finally, believe it or not, I was in London and I was teaching a class at Prue Leith's School in London, which is just a fabulous place, so much fun. And there was a quote-unquote student taking my class, and I showed her my kind of pitch, and she said, "You should get a hold of Bateman Publishing in New Zealand." And I did, and they said yes.
Oh, wonderful. What gave you the skill to write? Did you study that also in college?
I always loved to write from when I was in high school, and I kept a journal, and I used to write little short stories. And when I was, I had been injured in the ballet, and I ended up having to take a couple of years off. My partner dropped me, and I fractured my spine, so it was pretty definitive injury. And I ended up going to university, and I took a creative writing class and absolutely loved it. And ironically, it was published, and it was about food and dancing.
Where did you go to the college? Where was that?
I went to University of California at Santa Barbara.
Heaven believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability, 800-504-1639.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide on this Super Bowl Sunday. Wishing you well and enjoy, and whoever you're rooting for, may that team win. Live from London, England, none other than Natasha McCullough, who has written a beautiful book called Vanilla Table. We spoke about that. And let's go to the article you wrote, Natasha, on Vanilla 101. What's that all about? Natasha?
Is my take on a cheat sheet about vanilla. And I talk about the different varieties of vanilla, which there are two that are most commercially grown and purchased in the world. There's your bourbon vanilla, which has nothing to do with bourbon, though it's quite good with bourbon. It's the classic. It's basically called bourbon vanilla because it was first pollinated by a slave on Ile de Bourbon, which is an island called Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean area, and it has it was the first place that it could be pollinated by hand, and Ile de Bourbon, it was a French colony at that time, so that's why it's called bourbon vanilla. The other one is Tahitian vanilla, which has got these beautiful floral light characteristics grown in Tahiti and other islands in that chain. It's a little more expensive than bourbon vanilla, and it's because it's grown in such a small area. And those are the two big varieties. 55% of the world's vanilla is grown in Madagascar, which is that island off Africa. And then there are different types. There's Mexican vanilla, which is a little spicier, and it pairs well with chocolate and coffee. And then there's, besides bourbon vanilla, there's also Indonesian vanilla, which is cured in a different way. It's cured as kind of a woody, smoky vanilla. It's less expensive. It's not as high a quality, but it's great for slow-cooked meats and stews and soups because it's got a power and oomph to it.
Who did the beautiful photography for your book?
The beautiful photography was done by Manya Vakshmut, who is a Danish photographer but married to a Kiwi, a New Zealander, and so she's based in New Zealand. We photographed every single photograph. We have full-color photographs of every dish, and they were all photographed in New Zealand.
Pick some
and
of your...
Also,
go ahead.
I also wanted to mention that you might know of a colleague, possibly a New Zealander named Tui Flower, who just turned 91 this year, and she contributed a lovely little very simple dessert, and she went to Paris right after Julia Child from New Zealand, and she is kind of the Julia Child of New Zealand, and such a great inspiration. I so enjoyed spending time and talking with her, and she was thrilled to be part of Vanilla Table.
Great. Say hello if you talk to her again. I want to tell you and everyone else, if you have a chance to go to Pierre Wolf, P P-I-E-R-R-E-W-O-L-F-E. Don't forget the E on the Wolf. Go to Pierre Wolf Denver Post, and guess what you'll see, Natasha? Julia Childs and Pierre Wolf. That's what you will find if you go online to Pierre Wolf Denver Post, P-O-S-T, our major paper here in Denver, Colorado. Pick some
of... Oh, I see it.
Do you see it? You went there?
I see it. It's gorgeous.
I just got to be the longest continuous, and that's the major word, continuous, without break, radio broadcaster in the United States. Can you believe
that? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Quite a feat.
But so you went there on your computer to Pierre Wolf Denver Post?
I did indeed.
And you can read the article later. Pick some of your favorite starters as they are featured in the book called The Vanilla Table. Natasha?
Oh, my goodness. I would say a couple of my favorites. It really runs the soup to nuts. A couple of my favorites would be the heirloom tomato soup. In the when you have lots of tomatoes, or you can make it using tinned tomatoes, and you add vanilla to it, and you add caramelized onions, and then either a vegetable stock or a chicken stock, and it's absolutely divine. That the onions and the bit of garlic and the vanilla work so beautifully together. The caramelization, the sweetness of the onion just enhances the vanilla and the tomatoes. I never thought tomatoes and vanilla would go together until I made this roasted tomato soup dish. It's scrumptious and really, really simple to make. I also quite enjoy the chicken pate, the with the tipsy cherries. So very simple chicken liver pate. It's very light, and I poach cherries and put them in the bottom, and I poach them with brandy or Calvados and put them in the bottom, and then you have this little lovely little pot of chicken pate. It's delicious, and it works as a great party starter as well. And then I have the roasted garlic custard cups. Again, garlic and vanilla, how strange, but it's absolutely delicious, and it pairs with my favorite Prosecco.
You know, you can't forget the beautiful section of desserts. Pick some of those for my audience here on Biz Talk Radio. Desserts.
I think the beautiful butterscotch pudding, the creamy butterscotch pudding with English toffee, is simple and delicious and unctuous and comfort food. And then also Monty's Surprise baked apple. Monty's Surprise is an heirloom type of apple grown in New Zealand. So you can there are other comparisons, which I include because this is an international book. I include different varieties of apples in different parts of the world, and it's just simply stuffed with a chestnut streusel, and absolutely delicious, easy to make, easy to serve, and divine.
I want you to give my best to your colleagues and friends wherever they are, particularly now in London and certainly in New Zealand and anywhere else. I would love to have you back again. I want to wish you well and thank you very much for taking time from London, England, with a gorgeous book called Vanilla Table. Wishing you well. And we'll be back with more of America's Dining and Travel Guide on the Super Bowl Sunday. Have a fun time. May the team you're rooting for win. And join me again in the next hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide. My name is Pierre Wolf. Thank you for listening. A bientôt, tout le monde.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.